This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura, in for Ben Johnson. Later today, Amazon will report its earnings for the fourth quarter of last year. A new report estimates its Prime service, which offers unlimited free two-day shipping, now has 40 million U.S. subscribers, and the company just announced a new email tool for businesses. But Amazon's stock has taken a beating from investors who have been frustrated with the company's heavy spending and not-so-heavy profits. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Amazon's share price fell more than 22% last year. Analyst Michael Pachter with Wedbush Securities says the e-commerce juggernaut is raking in money on sales, but then spending too much of it.
Some of the things make perfect sense, and I think shareholders endorse them.
Like building more fulfillment centers to get stuff to people faster.
And other things don't make as much sense, and I think shareholders are getting kind of disgusted.
Like the disappointing launch of the Fire Phone. BGC financial analyst Colin Gillis says investors are tired of waiting for all this spending to turn back into profit.
Every time that seems to become near, there's a new area for Amazon to invest in, and the latest is content. Let's make movies. Let's build TV series.
Amazon recently announced it signed Woody Allen to direct a new TV series available to members of its Prime subscription service. The hope is this foray into original content will lure more subscribers who reportedly spend an average of $1,500 a year in the U.S. on Amazon products. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.